Happy Sunday. We're on the 11th day of April, 2021, and the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Jim DeJunis. I'm reading to you today from the North Carolina Reading Service. The name of our program is Reflections. We will read from the Holy Bible, and we will also do a little reading from a book called Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Young. And we all always start with some prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful month of April. This is the month, Lord, that we have a rebirth. Last week we experienced and celebrated your Son's rebirth, his rising from the dead. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for giving us communion with you through his suffering, through his death, through going down to hell, and then being raising up to life. He destroyed sin for us. He loves us, Lord, just so very much. We want to pray for our listeners. We want to pray for the North Carolina Reading Service. We pray for our great city and state and country. Lord, we ask that, Father, we put you first and foremost in our minds and our hearts and our souls. And we learn from the words spoken today. And Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit may bless us with these words, that we may live them and share them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Sarah Young teaches us, this is the day that I have made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Begin the day with open hands of faith, ready to receive all that I am pouring into this brief portion of your life. Be careful not to complain about anything, even the weather, since I am the author of your circumstances. The best way to handle unwanted situations is to thank me for them. This act of faith frees you from resentment and frees me to work my ways into the situation so that good emerges from it. To find joy in this day, you must live within its boundaries. I knew what I was doing when I divided time into 24-hour segments. I understand human frailty, and I know that you can bear the weight of only one day at a time. Do not worry about tomorrow or get stuck in the past. There is abundant life in my presence today. And the two scripture verses that support Sarah's reading today is Psalm 118, verse 24, and it reads, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And then from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward towards in Christ Jesus." Thank you, Sarah Young. Beautiful words. Well, last week we read from Matthew, and we went through the passion and death and resurrection of Christ. We got a little bit to Mark. We did not get to Luke or John. I'm sorry for that. But we're picking up today with Exodus, which is the story of the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt under the slavery that they were under. And kind of a continuation from our study of Genesis. So please join me. Again, last week or 2 weeks ago when we read from Exodus, we continue to hear the Israelites complain, and God, in the last chapter or two, was giving them some very good direction, right? The Ten Commandments was in chapter 20, I believe, and then he gave them a bunch of direction as it pertained to servants and personal injuries. And we're going to pick up with chapter 22, which kind of stays on the same theme, and it's God's interpretation or God's wisdom as it pertains to protection of property. Chapter 22, Exodus. "If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. If a thief is caught breaking in and is stuck so that he dies, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed, but if it happens after sunrise, he is guilty of bloodshed. A thief must certainly make restitution, but he has nothing but if he has nothing, he must be sold to pay for his theft. If the stolen animal is found alive in his possession, whether ox or donkey or sheep, he must pay back double. If a man grazes his livestock in a field or vineyard and lets them stray and they graze in another man's field, he must make restitution for the best of his own field or vineyard. If a fire breaks out and spreads into thorn bushes so that it burns shocks of grain or standing grain or the whole field, the one who started the fire must make restitution. If a man gives his neighbor silver or goods for safekeeping and they are stolen from the neighbor's house, the thief, if it is caught, must pay back double. But if the thief is not found, the owner of the house must appear before the judges to determine whether he has laid his hands on another man's property. In all cases of illegal possession of an ox, a donkey, a sheep, a garment, or any other lost property about which someone says, "This is mine," both parties are to bring their case before the judges. The one whom judges declares guilty must pay back double to his neighbor. If a man gives a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any other animal to his neighbor for safekeeping, and it dies or is injured or is taken away while no one is looking, the issue between them is settled by the taking of an oath before the Lord that the neighbor did not lay hands on the other person's property. The owner is to accept this, and no restitution is required. But if the animal was stolen from the neighbor, he must make restitution to the owner. If it is torn to pieces by a wild animal, he shall bring in the remains as evidence and will not be required to pay for the torn animal. If a man borrows an animal from his neighbor and it is injured or dies while the owner is not present, he must make restitution. But if the owner is with the animal and the borrower will not have to pay. If the animal was hired and the money paid to cover for the hire covers the loss. This is a section on social responsibility. If a man seduces a virgin who is not pledged to be married and sleeps with her, he must pay the bride price, and she will be his wife. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, he must pay the bride price for virgins. Do not allow a sorceress to live. Anyone who has sexual relationships with an animal must be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to any god other than the Lord must be destroyed. Do not mistreat an alien or oppress him, for you were all aliens in Egypt. Do not take advantage of a widow or an orphan. If you do, and they cry out to me, I will certainly hear their cry. My anger will be aroused, and I will kill you with a sword. Your wives and your widows and your children fatherless, If you lend money to one of my people among you who is needy, do not be like a money lender. Charge him no interest. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, return it to him by sunset, because his cloak is the only covering for his body. What else will he sleep in? When he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. Do not blaspheme God or curse the ruler of your people. Do not hold back offerings from your granaries or your vats. You must give me the firstborn of your sons. Do the same with your cattle and your sheep. Let them stay with their mothers for 7 days, but then give them to me on the eighth day. You are to be my holy people, so do not eat the meat of an animal torn by wild beast. Throw it to the dogs. Chapter 23. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a wicked man by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with a crowd. Do not show favoritism to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to take it back to him. If you see the donkey or someone else who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure to help him with it. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twist the words of the righteous. Do not oppress an alien. You yourselves know how it feels to be aliens, because you were aliens in Egypt. For 6 years you are to sow your fields and harvest the crops, but during the seventh year let the land lie unplowed and unused. Then the poor among you may get food from it, and the wild animals may eat what you leave. Do the same with your vineyards and your olive groves. 6 days you are to work, but on the seventh day you do not work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest, and that the slave born in your household and the alien as well may be refreshed. Be careful to do everything as I have told you. Do not invoke the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips. 3 times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. For 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for this is the month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the Feast of the Harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. Celebrate the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year, when you gather in your crops from the field. 3 times a year, all the men are to appear before the Sovereign Lord. Do not offer the blood or a sacrifice to me along with anything containing yeast. The fat of my festival offerings must be kept until morning. Bring the best of the first fruits to your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared. Pay attention to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your rebellion, since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to do what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. My angel will go ahead of you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. Do not bow down before their gods or worship them or follow their practices. You must demolish them and break their sacred stones to pieces. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan. I will send my terror ahead of you and throw into confusion every nation you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs and run. I will send the hornet ahead of you to drive the Hivites, Canaanites, and Hittites out of your way. But I will not drive them out in a single year, because the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous for you. Little by little I will drive them out before you, until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. I will establish your borders from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert to the river. I will hand over to you the people who live in the land, and you will drive them out before you. Do not make a covenant with them or with their gods. Do not let them live in your land, or they will cause you to sin against me, because the worship of their gods will certainly be a snare to you. Chapter 24. Then he said to Moses, this is God saying to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with you. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, everything the Lord has said we will do. Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and stood 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as a fellowship offering to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read to the people. They responded, we will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey. Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of a sapphire, clear as the sky itself. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the laws and the commandments I have written for their instruction. Then Moses set out with Joshua, his aide, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. He said to the elders, wait here for us while we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone else involved in a dispute can go to them. When Moses went up to the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Chapter 25. The Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering from me from each man whose heart prompts him to give. These are the offerings you are to receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, purple, blue, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and hides of sea cows, acacia wood, olive oil from the light, spices of the anointed oil, and the fragrance of incense, onyx stones, and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and the breastpiece. Then have them make a sanctuary for me. I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you. So the ark. Have them make a chest of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold, both inside and out, and a gold molding around it. Cast 4 gold rings for it and fasten them to its 4 feet, and 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other. Then make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Insert the poles into the rings on the side of the chest to carry it. The poles are to remain in the rings of this ark. They are not to be removed. Then put in the ark of the testimony, which I will give you. Make an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide. And make 2 cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover. Make 1 cherubim on one end and the 2nd cherubim on the other. Make the cherubim of one piece with the cover at the 2 ends. The cherubim are to have their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. The cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the cover. Place the cover on the top of the ark and put in the ark the testimony which I will give you. There above the cover between the 2 cherubim there that are over the ark of the testimony, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites. God was very, very detailed on how to build the ark. And there's a lot of here in Exodus that has a tremendous amount of detail of exactly what God wants us to do. And the previous several chapters were basically the Ten Commandments in detail. God's words to Moses. Moses passed on to the Israelites. And the Israelites, after having received these words, said, we will support what God has said. In fact, their exact quote is, everything the Lord has said, we will do. Let's continue. The table. Make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding around it. Also make room for a rim of hand breadth wide and put a gold molding on the rim. Make 4 gold rings for the table and fasten them to the 4 corners where the 4 legs are. The rings are to be close to the rim to hold the poles used to carry the table. Make the poles of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and carry the table with them, and make its plates and dishes of pure gold, as well as its pitchers, bowls for the pouring out of offerings. Put the bread of the presence on this table to be before me at all times. The bread of the presence, I believe, was the little wafers that tasted like honey, the manna that God had blessed them with. The lampstand. Make a lampstand of pure gold and hammer it out, base and shaft. Its flower-like cups, buds, and blossoms shall be of one piece with it. 6 branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, 3 on one side and 3 on the other. Three cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on one branch, three on the other. And the same for all six branches extending from the lampstand. And on the lampstand, there are to be four cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms. One bud should be put under the first pair of branches extending from the lampstand, a second bud under the second pair, and a third bud under the third pair, six branches in all. The buds and the branches shall be of one piece with the lampstand hammered out of pure gold. Then make its seven lampstands and set them up on it so that they can light the space in front of it. Its wick trimmers and trays are to be of pure gold. A talent of pure gold is to be used for the lampstand and all its accessories. See that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. Chapter 26, The Tabernacle. Make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen and blue and purple scarlet yarn, with cherubim working inside them by a skilled craftsman. All the curtains are to be made the same size, 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together and do the same with the other 5. Make loops of blue material on the edge of the end of the curtain in one set and do the same with the end of the curtain on the other set. Make 50 loops on one curtain and 50 loops on the end of the end curtain of the other set with the loops opposing each other. Then make 50 gold clasps and use them to fasten the curtains together so that the tabernacle is a unit. Make curtains of goat hair for the tent over the tabernacle, 11 altogether. All 11 curtains are to be the exact same size, 30 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together in one set and the other 6 in another set. Fold the 6th curtain double on the front of the tent. Make 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain in one set and also along the edge of the end curtain in the other set. Then make 50 bronze clasps and put them in loops and fasten the tent together as a unit. As for the additional length of the tent curtains, the half curtain is left over to hang down at the rear of the tabernacle. The tent curtains will be a cubit longer on both sides. What is left will hang on the sides of the tabernacle as to cover it. Make for the tent a covering of ram skins dyed red, and over the covering of hide sea cows, and over that of a covering of hides of sea cows. Make upright frames of acacia wood for the tabernacle. Each frame is to be 10 cubits long and a cubit and a half wide, with 2 projections set parallel to each other. Make all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. Make 20 frames for the south side of the tabernacle. Make 40 silver bases for them to go under, 2 bases for each frame, 1 for under each projection. For the other side, the north side of the tabernacle, make 20 frames and 40 silver bases, 2 under each frame. Make 6 frames from the far end, that is, the west end of the tabernacle, and 2 frames for the corners at the far end. At these 2 corners, they must be double from the bottom all along the top and fitted into a single ring. Both shall be like that. So there will be 8 frames and 16 silver bases, 2 under each frame. Also make crossbars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames under one side of the tabernacle, 5 for those on the other side, and 5 for the frames on the west, at the far end of the tabernacle. The center crossbar is to extend from one end to the other, overlaying the frames with gold and making gold rings to hold crossbars. Also overlay the crossbars with gold. Set up the tabernacle according to the plan shown you on the mountain. Make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely twisted linen with cherubim worked into it by a skilled craftsman. Hang it with gold hooks on 4 posts of acacia wood overlaid with gold and standing on 4 silver bases. Hang that curtain from the clasps and make the ark of the testimony behind the curtain. The curtain will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Put the atonement cover on the Ark of the Testimony in the high place. Place the table outside the curtain on the north side of the tabernacle and put the lampstand under it on the south side. It is amazing the detail that God is giving to Moses to make the tabernacle and the holy place and the holiest of holy places. God so long, and he's doing this, he so longs to be with us in our presence. And that's what he did for the Israelites. He created the tabernacle for him to be amongst the Israelites, like he is amongst us today. God is amongst us. He's in your heart right now. He's knocking at the door. He's asking you right now to accept his son Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And when we do this, we say yes to God. We say, yes, Father, we want Jesus in our lives so that sin may be removed from us. And now we can have that relationship with God. God is perfect. God is holy. There is no sin in God. And his son Jesus helps create us that way. Yes, we will continue to sin. But God doesn't see that. All he sees is the blood of Jesus on us. He sees a new creature. But we have to have that faith in Christ. We have to accept Jesus. God is knocking on the door right now to your heart. And he's asking you, please accept my son Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Reflections. I apologize. The reading today got a little monotonous with all the specifics that God had directed towards Moses on building the tabernacle, as well as the Ten Commandments and the specifics of those that he's asked the Israelites to conform to. Now, the secret here is this, is no one can do this. It's impossible. God knows that it's impossible. God put it there for us to then lean on him, to lean on his son Jesus. That's where he wants us to be directed towards. That's where he calls us to be. So I'll end with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these days together. We thank you for this specific day where we learned about the details of where you want your people to be and how you want us to worship and how you want us to interact with each other. Father, we thank you for loving us so much as you gave us your son, Jesus. We want to thank you for the many blessings you've given us. Things that perhaps we don't understand, things that perhaps we don't fully appreciate. But Father, you are an awesome God, a loving God, and a kind and gentle God. Thank you. Be with our audience in the North Carolina Reading Service this day and every day. Well, we've run out of time. Please listen to us next week. We hope that you've enjoyed our program. My name again is Jim DeJunis, and I'm reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. Our program can be found on our website as a podcast, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. May God bless you this day and every day.